A lesson for beautiful women. Gazing and gazing in the glass, she might have noticed slow cotillions pass, and might have seen a blur of others in the antique green. Transfixed instead, she learned the inclinations of her neat small head, and startling her own surprise, wondered at the wonder in her jeweled eyes. Gardens of rainbow and russet might have caught her, but leaning over goldfish water, she watched the red carp emphasize her mouth, saw underneath the long green weeds lace in through a transparency of face and skin, smiled at herself, smiling reflectively, lending a new complexion to the sky. In service to her beauty, long mornings lengthened to a duty, patiently served before the triple mirror, whose six eyes sent her many a time in terror to hide in rows of whispering dresses. But her small soul, her own three goddesses pursued, and if she turned away, the same three mouths would breathe, obey, obey. And in procession, young men princely came, ambassadors to her cool, perfect kingdom. Given her distance by their praise, she watched their unspeaking eyes adore her face. Inside, her still self waited. Nothing moved. Finally, by three husbands richly loved, none of them young, she faded to her death, the glass clouding with her last moist breath. Mourned like a portrait, she was laid to rest. And left alone at last, the small mim servant shuttered in her being peeped mousily out, and seeing the imperious mirrors glazed and still, whimpered forlornly down the dark hall, "O grieve for my body, who would not let me be, she, not I, was a most beautiful lady."